we're going to be at state-of-the-art levels where it's like, we shouldn't have these tools. We shouldn't have the keys to Stark Laboratories. We shouldn't be able to make what we're making, but we have the technology. And we're just dumb enough to try things. That's the thing. I've told my guys a number of times. I was like, don't be so smart that you don't try stuff. I was like, I like this balance of like being educated and crafty, but not smart enough to know it's not going to work. Because sometimes it works when it shouldn't have worked. And you found that little niche, and now you make that thing. And it's because you were just dumb enough to try. Today I got torches, butane, carb caps, all the stuff. Alright, so Dabber. Alright, sick. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 145 of the podcast. First off, I want to say thank you so much, everybody that scooped something during our last clear presale. That was fucking insane. Like, we had like almost 100 people scoop stuff. We could have probably had over 100 people scooping stuff. We closed this out because it was like, this is a lot of glass to make, so we're gonna stop this here so we make sure we can stay within our estimated time frame of completing the work. But man, holy cow, huge support on the Puffco peak topper, like the RBR, the one you can throw a nail onto if you want. I was like, couldn't believe how many people wanted those and how many more people still want them. It was just super refreshing just to have that much excitement and a bunch of new collectors and stuff too, like people that have never got anything, they were coming there specifically for that proxy or the peak top. Never made any of that stuff. It was fun. It went well. I got crazy response too on the peak top that I posted up on Instagram as well. A lot of people like thought it was really cool, and like to me, I was like, I couldn't like just make it, like I had to have a way where I could like almost rebelliously like put a nail on it and smoke it too, you know. It's like, I want, like, even if you're like, even if the peak like dies, you can still smoke it. But it's not even really, that's really not even the point. It's more just like the fuckery, like to be able to take two dabs at once, but also like I still want to be a 10 mil RBR kind of thing, as silly as that sounds. But it worked out well. The function was awesome. Had a lot of people scoop them, and currently like getting parts and set up for that and making those. And yeah, I'm gonna be like not sleeping a lot. Yeah, the last 2 days have been nuts. I've like literally like been coming in, waking up at like 3:30 in the morning. I'm in here by 4 a.m. and then I'm not leaving till like 8 at night. So I'm doing like this 4 a.m. to 8, but I'm obviously awake longer because I gotta get up and get here by 4, and then I'm not going to bed as soon as I get home. Like, gotta take care of the puppies and all sorts of stuff, you know, see the family and all that shit. So it's just like, damn, I've been like going so hard, and it's because I'm really trying to do this next move. I mean, there's been a lot of changes in the last month or so with, like, you know, having one of our guys move to a different state. So he's no longer here in the shop with us, which we miss him. And, you know, it's like with that. And then there's a bunch of other things that are happening, and like possibly getting this new space and building that out and all the stuff I want to do. It's just want to keep going for it, even though, like, you know, it's maybe doesn't seem like the best time to like do like expanding your business and stuff, but like we're not doing anything crazy. We're just getting a little bit more square footage so that we can pursue all these activities and have the tools set up properly that we have, and make sure everyone has like an appropriate home. We can do classes here. It's honestly just opening up more opportunity for us for the business. So it's just a net positive, and it's a good write-off, but like that's some stupid inside business shit I don't need to talk about. But either way, we have a lot going on right now. So I've been working double overtime to try and make sure that I can pick up the slack from my guy leaving, and I can make sure I'm making extra glass so I can try to pursue this next goal. And yeah, it's just fucking crazy. It just feels good. And also too, today I got this carb cap adapter right here for the proxy that I made, and basically it just goes, and I haven't even tested if this makes this tip. No, it stands. Okay, cool. So you probably can't see that in your shot, but this fits on top of the nail as a carb cap, you know, for no other reason than to just be able to make sure your carb cap is also dumping smoke into the nail and the rig. I had a lot of people over the past couple weeks of seshing this nail ask me, oh, does the proxy fit in the top? And no, it doesn't. So I had to make a little adapter, which actually works really, really well. It was really fun. Just like seshing it and trying that piece like that. It's so crazy how much like smoking and everything seems to be changing. Like, I think it's going to be way before we know it. Like, I mean, I really think that like everything's going to be so different with like VR and augmented reality and all the different things happening with AI. And as silly as it sounds, like these portable Bluetooth smoking devices are finding their little like way into that equation where like, what's smoking going to look like in another 15, 20 years or even quicker? Like a lot of people think all this AI revolution and the change of everything's in the next decade, which it probably is. But even if it takes a little bit longer, three times that, like what's smoking going to look like in the future? Like what, how we smoke now with the nails and everything kind of archaic, even though to me, I'm like, this is the future. Cause in 2010, like I was in upstate New York with like a fucking tiny titanium swing. And I probably wasn't, it was probably just like dirty steel swing and just like it's just like a really not a great setup. And then you like see people that have like real quartz nails and everything, and you're like, whoa, they have like a real nail, like that's like a $300, that's expensive nail. I don't know, but now it seems like with all these new like electronic smoking devices, like this is kind of becoming the older thing. But I think that everything will always have its place. There'll be always be the hash heads that are the certain connoisseurs that like things a certain way. And then there's always going to be the people that prefer the convenience, and just convenience is the main word of the Puffco products, is that they're just very convenient. You just click a button and just go. You don't have to have all like the torches and all these things and the timer or the temperature, you know, and then possibly take too hot of a dab. Like it's a user-friendly product. But I like living life on the edge. So I'm going to take some dabs on a quartz nail, and we hope that the temperature works. We hope that everything worked right. And I got this fucking little, I love these nano RBRs. These are like, this is my shit. I'm like, this is it. This and the 14 mil doubles, perfect. At home, I smoke a 10 millimeter micro, which I also love that too. I love all the sides, but these nanos are super fun. I got this ball of hash in this one. It looks like there's like a turp pearl stuck in the piece, but it's not. It's just like a little ball of hash in there. Just, well, not really hash, just reclaim, balled up and just chilling. It all gathers together, which is kind of like, to me, it's like, oh, damn. It's like, even on this microscopic level, the hash and the water kind of acts like how the early universe did, with all the little chunks of stuff gathering randomly into balls and then becoming planetary bodies. You know? Maybe that's a little Earth right there. You never know. I already smoked too much this morning. I already smoked way too much this morning. It's, but because I'm at like this like little breaking point where like I got all like certain things done, I'm on to the next project. So today I'm still gonna work my ass off, but I get to like take it a little easier today, and my back's killing me. And last night our fucking basement flooded, and I had worked like, I got here like I said 4 a.m, worked till like 8:30. My wife calls me at 8:30 at night. She's like, the basement's flooded. Like it destroyed all of our like trim in our basement and everything. Like, we have a saltwater fish tank, so we have an RO machine in our basement that fills up so we can do water exchanges on our fish tank. Well, something happened with our float valve, so it got stuck, so it kept just filling, and then it overflowed the bucket, and the water got, like, underneath the floor and everything. It's a whole thing. But I kept it calm and chill. I just cleaned it up, but needless to say, I worked from 4 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. and then I had to go home and clean in the basement for many hours. And then I got back into the shop this morning at 4:05 a.m. So I slept for like 2 hours in the last 48 hours. But I'm not being forced. I'm trying to learn discipline, you know? I'm just trying to be responsible and build character, while all simultaneously smoking the terpiest hash. It's like, I feel like if I'm like that dedicated and that hardworking, then it's like, okay, I can take some extra dabs. It's like my justification of like overindulging one day on terps. And the days I overindulge on terps, it's not even that, like, I'm trying to get more stoned. Because, honestly, I get a certain amount of stoned, and I don't want to be more stoned than that. The days that I'm overindulging on terps, it's because, like, I found this, like, perfect zone where I'm able to, like, dab, and I'm not getting, like, too stoned or, like, uncomfortable. I feel perfect. Like, I feel calm. Like anything, you can overdo it and then feel pretty shitty. But, yeah. So my point is, the days I'm overindulging are the days where it's working. The days that I'm not smoking that much, it's because I took one dab and I was like, I don't feel right today. I feel off. I'm not smoking hash today. But lately, it's been a lot of hash days, I'll tell you what. I really wonder, like, back in the day, like, why I took, like, breaks from hash for, like, a year and just smoked joints. I did that for a while. And I'm trying to think back to it. I'm like, was I just taking too hot of dabs or something? Because, or, like, was I smoking the wrong nail? Like, what was going on? There had to be a variable that was making so the dab wasn't as good as I'm doing now. So it was hitting me in a certain way. Because, you know, like, if you take too hot of a dab, it might give you a little anxiety or something. Or make you feel kind of, like, more stoned than you wanted to be. I always wonder if, like, was there, like, periods where just, like, my temperature was fucked up? So, shit, the hash was just hit me way too hard. So I was like, I'm just smoking flower. I can't smoke hash anymore. Shit's too strong. Because I definitely had times where I was like, okay, I just smoke joints. Even last year this time, I was smoking a lot of joints. Like, because I remember I was getting ready to go to Florida last year this time, and I was, like, packing a bunch of joints, and I didn't bring any hash with me. Yeah. I don't know. But that's the fun part about cannabis, is that the variety, right? You can try all different stuff and be able to enjoy it. This is going to be way too low, I can already tell.
Oh, terps.
That's something that's been happening lately. When if I take it too low, that first hit, it's like it chokes you up. The terps are so strong. Way too low, but crazy good flavor. There's some guys doing construction next door in the unit that we're getting, and like they're definitely gonna smell some hash today, those boys, or some weed spell, because we literally got a complaint on us. I probably already talked about it here, of like a smell of weed or something. I was like, I don't know who's doing that, it's not us, definitely not. This is all CGI. But either way, then someone backed out of renting out the unit next door to us, and then we told the owners of the building, I was like, we'll take that unit then, since they backed out. No, we've been just working on that. Hopefully be in there by the beginning of May, and then we can start getting outfitted for us. Oh, if you're wondering, I didn't really acknowledge it. I'm wearing these glasses today because I'm so tired. I'm like if someone was like, say, like, you saw me walking down the street and you're like, hey, how are you doing today? I'd be like, I'm unwell, is what I would say. And it's not that I'm sad or anything's wrong. I'm just worked a bunch, and now I'm tired and unwell, and that's where I'm at, but feeling good. The days that I work from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. and I get home and still can be a husband and a dad and just do what I gotta do, it's not all the time that I do those, because I can't do it to my wife and daughter all the time. I have to be like home and part of the whole deal, you know. But sometimes I have to work a lot when it calls, like, it's like when I gotta go to battle, gotta get that shit done. I like that. I feel so much purpose in those moments where, like, people are like, you need to go do this, are you capable? And I'm like, yeah, is there hash and coffee? Then let's go. Like, got it. I'm good. But yeah, these, even though I'm super tired, my point is that I feel good on these days when I'm this tired because I know why I'm tired. You know, if you ever, like, if you're not, like, working out or you're not doing anything physical and then you're sore, you get scared. You're like, why am I sore right there? Do I have cancer? But then if you're, like, someone that works out all the time, or you skateboard, or you do something physical, and you're like, oh, I'm sore on my hip. Oh, yeah, I fell the other day. My point is that, like, when I know the purpose of why I'm in pain or why I'm tired, I'm so good with it. I'm fine with that. I don't mind if I'm in pain or I'm tired. I don't care. Like, I don't feel like a victim or anything from it. I'm just like, yeah, this is sick. When I know the purpose, it's fine. I'm fine with it. And where I'm at right now is I'm fucking been going, been putting a lot of time in. But I think it's because, like, I feel like I'm still at that point right now where if I don't go for it, well, I miss, like, an opportunity. Like, I'd rather fail right now than like not try, if that makes sense, because like nothing in my world right now is all that serious. It was a year ago, but right now things are pretty chill. So I knew I was going to do this, as if as soon as things got chill, I would add something to the equation. And now it's more square footage. I really want to do this. We have big things we want to do with like, the thing is like some of the work I'm going to get into, it's like, I'm going to have like branches of the work I'm doing where I have like this super, super like crazy, like high end color work that's like very limited and like series based. And then like, I'll still be able to put out like my like normal Sunday sales and drops and stuff too. But like being able to pursue stuff that I would feel comfortable going into like Yushin or like Pipe Maker or like any of these people and like actually having an opportunity to collab with them with some of my prep. Like, I don't know. I think that that's like kind of where this extra space and being able to set up my tools properly is going to be able to do for me, is give me the space to pursue these new projects, give my guys space to pursue their ideas and show me what they're thinking. Like, I'm like, if I like had anything like like on my website or on my YouTube channel or anything like that, if I had some sort of video that was like the brand intent or like what my goal was overall at the end of the day, what's the main brand or like company goal thing, I'm literally trying to build like my own rendition of the Fantasy Factory, but for me, it's more glass related and shenanigans with funny content videos and like maybe some skateboarding in there, but just cool glass shit that we're doing with glass. And that's why, like, when I see people talking shit or people trying to bait me into some drama or trying to argue with on the internet, I don't even go there, because I'm like, this is not my goal. I'm like, this is distracting me from my goal. My goal is to build a Fantasy Factory. I need a mini ramp. I need enough square footage for a mini ramp. I need enough square footage for like some nice boxes, maybe a cool like little gap. I'd like a bowl too, would be fire. Just basically enough square footage for an indoor skate park, a bunch of glass blowing, a sick place to hang out and invite everybody. And like arguing or having some glassboard drama with someone is getting in the way of me trying to do that shit. So like, how about no? And then when I get this all built, you just send me an apology letter and you can come to the party. Like, let's go. Like, it's, I can't go there. There's been like so many times recently where people are, you know, I think just testing the waters and like trying to see if they can get me to argue with them on the internet. I just don't want to go there. Like, bro, I don't know anyone well enough to argue with you. I just want to build my Fantasy Factory, okay? I just want to have a cool place to skateboard and smoke hash and blow glass and share that with as many people that like that as possible. It's simple. That's it. Like, I don't know. So that's where I'm getting at now, is I'm just trying to like keep trying to like work towards that goal. Like, eventually someday I'll probably buy my own building and stuff and have like something really like hopefully big and like cool that we can like push, like a whole fucking glass school and everything. But at the end of the day, to like help the industry grow and to do more, it's like, now it's like, once I get my shit set up properly, then I gotta find a way to put that back into the industry. And I think the best way would be is to share it with people. Like, I've had an artist doing residency here for like 3 months now. Like, I was like, yeah, just use the space I built this, use it, make art. Like, I'm not looking for anything. Like, I just want to supply places where artists can use stuff. That's why we might build programs where we could also get grants and stuff too, and set up shit for like artists to just have a place to blow glass. Because glass blowing is a difficult thing to kind of get into. I'm sure anyone listening to this that has tried is kind of like, dang, it's like there's not a ton of classes. Things are pretty darn expensive. It's not something that you can really just, unless you're in a very specific circumstances, like, oh, I live down the street from Evan at Bearmount Studios and I just go over there. Like, yeah, that's probably a pretty easy way to learn to blow glass. But most people don't really have any opportunity. They have to like try to hunt down classes or someone to teach them. It's just not easy. But if there was better programs and things set up right, then everything could grow. So I'm trying to figure all that out. But, you know, like anything, you guys have heard me say a lot of ideas on here. Not all of them happen. Or if they do, it sometimes they take time. Like, this place right here, I've talked about it before, like, how I've had other artists that have come here and be like, dude, you told me about this, like, 4 or 5 years ago. It's cool to see it finally happen. And I was like, I did? And it's like, oh, I was telling people about this thing I wanted to do years ago. I just Sometimes I feel like maybe I'm just smoking so much hash and I'm just thinking it, but maybe I'm saying it out loud to the people around me. So I'm like, oh, damn, I told everyone what I was thinking about, my fantasy factory and my with all the glass blowing, and people can come just work, have like the best tools. Just like, I don't know. It's what I'm just trying to do with my young life. It's something to do. But I'll tell you what. I've like, from glass though, I've learned so much about like just like life shit. It's so, as corny as that sounds, but like the amount of discipline I've learned from glass blowing, like working on something for days and then watching it break in front of you, and then like however you handle it, but eventually you have to learn how to not freak out and be calm with what just happened. And like having that has like really helped me with like when my daughter was born, like when things happen, like you have to be calm, like around your kids, like it's okay to let them see you freak out sometimes, so they have like a reference point of like, oh, okay, mom or dad's upset right now. But like, you don't want it to become a pattern where they're like, oh, that's how you're supposed to act, you know? So like finding ways to like be calm and not get overcome with emotions. Like I've learned that from glass blowing, just from like where it's like skateboarding though taught me that before glass blowing. Like if you're a skateboarder and you're trying to fucking land a trick and you fucking bashed your shin a million times, you've broken a board, maybe you actually got really hurt and had to come back next summer to try it again. Like, and then you finally like get it. But just like that discipline of not quitting, you can learn that from things like skateboarding, like glass blowing. And I'm sure like anything that physically pushes you or mentally pushes you, you can learn that discipline from. But you can, that's one of the gifts that I feel like you can find though, is like learning what you're capable of. And I've learned that through glass. A lot of life shit I've learned through glass. It's trippy. It's crazy where like this past sale, how it went too. I was like fucking blown away. I was like, damn, dude, like who are all these people? Like I saw so many new names, so many different new buyers. I was like really blown away, shocked on the Puffco stuff. I didn't realize how popular the Puffco stuff was. I mean, shit works. Like I said, I'm gonna load this proxy up here in a minute and heat this nail up, and I'm gonna hit the nail, the proxy, all of it at the same time. Not quite ready for that though, because it's like I said, it has already been a morning. I got in here early too, so I could make some pieces, finish them, and crash them, because we're doing a little Patreon drop tonight. And we're next week we're bringing our daughter to see her grandparents for a few days. So like there's gonna be a couple days I'm not in the shop. So I'm just trying to like basically get ahead of it, and just for that reason. So that's another reason I'm going so hard right now too. It's like I'm like, oh, I'm gonna miss a few days. Like I better fucking work extra hours so that doesn't affect things. But of course you work extra hours and now you're breaking shit. But yeah, I'm excited too. The next Patreon event, we're going to be doing around 7:10. We should have the new space all set up. And yeah, having more room for this next Patreon event, I think is going to be sick, because obviously more room for people to set up and hang out. But also like having some local vendors here with like, you know, other local artists set up, have people could have little booths over in the other side of our warehouse, which would be pretty sick. That way, you know, see some other people's artwork and stuff too. Because I think at the end of the day, like, one of the things we have to do is, like, we have to find a way to use the platform and this Bear Mountain stuff that we're doing to set up events and stuff. It's the only way to really build community, especially with how, like, weird the internet is. It all seems fake. So it's, like, we need, like, in-person stuff where people can be like, oh, I'm, like, actually meet people and talk. Because, dude, within a few years, like, everything's going to be so AI-generated that, like, you're not going to know what's fake or real. You're going to see shit and be like, I can't tell anymore. Like, I can't tell. You know what I mean? So I think that, like, the in-person stuff has become so much more valuable and important. I think we need to start now, so in a few years when it's really important, we have the infrastructure and the plan to actually execute good events where people can get together and actually have meaningful, you know, conversations, make some memories, you know, do some fun, like real shit. The internet was kind of real for a little bit, where it was like people, they can only get that cool video if they actually did it. You know what I mean? And like what's happening now is like within a couple years, you're not going to know if that guy actually did that thing. Like when I make jokes where I'm like, oh, this piece isn't actually that big, or that nail's not that big, it's just CGI. Like, I'll say that to some troll that's like saying something about the glass, and being like, if it's a giant nail or something, they'll be like, is that real? And I'll be like, no, it's CGI. Like, but in a few years, people, like, I had a guy DM me on this recent video I did with this guy Shaman that did this huge dab on this nail. And I got a DM, and the guy was like, is that an AI video? Like, did you guys use AI to make that? I was like, no, just 3.5-4 grams of hash and a really, like, maybe a 900 degree nail. Like that's what we use to make it. But in a few years, it's going to be hard to impress people with a video on the internet. You know what I mean? Just because we're not going to know what the fuck is real or not. And then it's going to devalue everything. So I think my point is the in-person stuff is going to be important again, which would be cool. You know, I think it'd be cool to start actually having more stuff like that happen again. I grew up going to events and stuff. I grew up going to, like, different festivals, like, whether it be, like, a music festival or a food fair thing where you get to try all different foods. Or, like, where I grew up, we had Apple Festival, Festival of Apples. And it's just, like, that's how you saw people, you know? And now it's, like, you just check on people through the internet. You don't have to see them. You just check their page. You go, okay, they're still there doing things. Sick. Yeah. It's just a lot that's going to change. So my point is we're definitely going to start setting up some stuff and practicing. So for in the future, we can have, like, proper events, because a lot of the glass that we make too is, like, glass that should be seen in person. It should also be, like, function tested, because some of this stuff's really cool. Like, some of the function is actually super impressive that we've been able to achieve with some of these pieces. And obviously there's always room for improvement, but, like, the improvements can be made through a bunch of people testing something out and going, oh, have you tried this? And I go, oh, actually, no, I haven't. Maybe I should try that next time. You know what I mean? It can kind of be like a open sourced bong development. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know. Last year, I think I was really down because of everything that was happening and how hard it was for me to get this whole new studio going. Now I feel more positive about things. And that kind of scares me a little bit, too. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm feeling good. What's going to happen? Is something bad going to happen now that I feel good? But, yeah, I feel so safe with sunglasses on. Is that crazy? These are prescription, too, because I'm blind. So I have to have, like, prescription sunglasses and everything. But dude, so good. Because my eyes right now, like, you guys would be, like, you'd be like, oh, no, he's not going to make it. But, you know, like I said, if I'm going to go away for a couple days to see some family, I got to make sure I get ahead on some work. So nice having a team now, though. Like, having people that can prep, like, parts and cut perks and prep color and just make different sections, drop perks. Like, there's so many things that, like, just help me be... Even though I'm still working crazy hours, it's like... I'm able to do a better job because of everyone helping. It's awesome. I definitely want to do some sort of project where we make some short videos of just, like, day-to-day, like, stuff with the team. Just got to figure out how to, like actually how we record it and catalog it and present it. But it'd be cool to show, like, what everyone's doing, but show it in a way where it's not boring. Because glass blowing is such a slow process that, like, just, like, filming someone do something is not captivating. It really has to be, like... kind of like shared in a way where you can see why it's interesting, what part they're doing that makes it so complicated, see how the glass is moving and being manipulated. And yeah, but just another one of my million fucking goals. I'm gonna take another dab. I should probably just do my dab on this big thing and then just try to recover through the second fucking half of this episode, because this is gonna be a lot for me. And my wife is gonna be back here in an hour and 20 minutes. I have to clean some glass and take a video to preview some glass for a drop. I'm gonna be cutting it close, dude. She might get annoyed with me. She's gonna get here and I'm gonna be like, I can't do the video, I'm too stoned. Like, I hate the way my voice sounds. I can't do this right now. Like, fuck. Like, oh, I got it. It's okay. I'm gonna take this dab on this. Maybe this will set me straight. Maybe this will do me right. All right, I gotta load up this proxy. And then I got to heat up that nail. Then we'll get it all set. The right angle and shit. Oh my god, my body's already telling me. It's like, dude, no, don't do it. But I'm like, hey, guess what? I want to show my internet friends this cool thing that this pipe does. So fuck off, body. See, I'm building character again, discipline. Your body's gonna, when you're working really hard, your body's gonna tell you to go to bed. Don't work that extra hour. You say, fuck you, body. I'm working. I'm making the biscuits. I cannot wait to get my fucking beard cut, dude. I don't know if any of y'all got beards out there, but when these shits get long, they start getting in your mouth and stuff, and it's fucking hard to do anything. I constantly feel like I have a hair in my mouth, dude. I'm not good at being an adult man. Oh, yeah. This is a big nail. I don't need to heat the whole thing. I just need to heat enough of it where it burns off the alcohol and then also gives me enough of the barrel so that the pearl can climb and vaporize the actual hash in the dish. But this will take a second to heat this bad boy up. Damn. So you guys, so me sitting here, you know, what's on my mind? Do you guys think the UFOs are actual aliens? Do you think they're government projects? Do you think they're like a mixture of both? See, me personally, I think that everything that we're seeing and probably have seen for the most part has been pretty much like probably government projects. I don't know if like if it's a downed like crash or something. I think maybe the ones that happened in the like in Italy in the 1930s and then in Roswell, New Mexico in the 50s? It was the 40s. I think those possibly could have been like, you know, extraterrestrial or like what's the other term? What's it it's like hyperterrestrial. It's like means they're from here. I don't know. I think if anything, it's probably like from this planet and we're just not aware of it as much as we think we know and we've seen. Like anything, it's like maybe we're just able to detect stuff now easier than we were before. Maybe we're more aware of things, so we're recognizing it as it flies by. We're not just like ignoring it. Who knows? Either way, it's fascinating how much energy is being put into it from like different like governing bodies and stuff as far as like disclosure and things like that. It's like, makes you think. Either way, for me, all this UFO shit is just like adult fucking fantasy Disney kind of shit, dude. Like when you're a kid and you'd watch a Disney movie and you get all excited, that's what aliens and conspiracies are for adults who smoke too much weed. It's like a fun fantasy. It's like, oh, what if? And as soon as the government says there's aliens, like, we're all gonna go, no, there's not. There's definitely not if you guys are saying there's aliens. But I don't know. Shit's interesting. I never thought when I was a kid, like, weed would be legal and the government would be talking about aliens and motherships and stuff and secret space fleets. And then I'd live where Space Force's, like, headquarters are and, like, inside Cheyenne Mountain Base, which it's all weird. It's just trippy how things work out. All right, let me check the temp on this, and I might have to get a little bit more heat because I think that the proxy does take a second to warm up. I'll get it at least turned on. Oh, yeah. Scoop a dab from my actual nail too here. Take the rest of this Wagyu. Yeah, dude, I wanted to have Cass on with me today, but she's getting ready to go out of town, so she's just doing too many things. And with the basement flooding last night, I don't know why I'm so chill. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the hatch. I've been so chill lately, though. It's like, even like with all these, there's been like so many stressful things. I'm like, it's not getting to me. I'm like, what is happening right now? Why am I not freaking out? I'm just like, all right. And I'm not like bummed out or being fake. I'm just like, oh, I'm like, I'll figure it out. It's so weird. All right. I think we're. No, I think I did it right. Damn, dude. I actually don't know if I did it right. Maybe I double click once in there. Yeah. We'll be good. I'll take a hot dab. That's what's gonna happen. That's all I'm doing. That's it. That's all I got. Here. Ooh, that was hot. The proxy wasn't hot. I took it at white, but whatever. This was hot. Wow. You know? Whoa. Wow. Oh my god. Well, the flavor's still good because the proxy was good time, and then just a really hot dab behind it. But yeah, carb cap. Proxy carb cap. Why not? You know? It's fun. I just always wonder what the next thing is going to be. This is not the next thing. This is just silliness. But I wonder, like, what the next, like, big smoking wave or revolution thing is going to be. I think right now we're in, like, a little dip, little valley. Like, what's the next peak going to look like? I'm excited to see it. I'm so tripped out that I have people that are just around me working with me now. In this space, though, so wild. I'm trying to just every day be grateful and do that whole gratitude thing where I just like look around, like, oh, this is awesome. Okay, cool. Like, there's always gonna be stressful things that happen, but this is fucking crazy. That's why I want to find a way to share more of it, because this is like really cool what we're doing. As temporary as it might be, even if we only do this for a couple years, who knows how this is all gonna work out. But if there was a way to share some of it better, I think it'd be really cool, because this is. There's not that many things out there like this. I feel like somehow this thing that I wanted where it was, like I grew up watching, like I've said before, like Jackass, CKY, like watching Bam Margera, like all those guys like in Pennsylvania just getting goofy and making videos together and content and just always wanted to do shit, that shit in my own way. And this is like, I'm like, damn, this shit could happen. Like, this is close. Like, I don't know, like, I want to find a way to share because I think this is special. That's my point. It's cool. And I like it. And I want to be able to remember it too. Someday I'm going to be old. And someday I want to, like, look back and go, oh, that was really cool. I got to do that. I got to appreciate that I got to do that. Because it's always hard in the moment if, like, life is changing and things are getting taken away or things are harder than they were. It's hard to be grateful for what you had before and still keep being positive, you know? But that's why I think, like, making content and stuff, if you do it right, you can watch it when you're older, too, and not be totally cringed out. You can be like, okay, I did some things. God damn, dude. Feel pretty powerful. Oh my gosh. I have someone coming over today to take some big ass dabs on this thing. And with the proxy set up. Shit. But I don't know if I'm ready to be a host. Like, honestly, like, I think I need to be taken care of. Like, I don't know if I can, like, be a host of someone right now. That's okay. And like, a real life thing. Like, chilling here doing the pod, this is comfy. But in person right now, bro, I'm in outer space. Oh, my goodness. It's not even the hash. As crazy as that sounds, I know I just took a huge dab. Well, I'm not going to blame the hash, though. It really is the lack of sleep and how hard I've been working. I'm just tired. Whooped. But yeah. Wow. That fucking... Oh, this... I didn't even show this either. This fucking little nano halo I made. My little baby halo. I almost wish it was the other way so I could, like, wear it as, like, a ring. Like, I guess I can kind of put it on there like that. Yeah, but this piece turned out, like, really, really sweet. This is Marina with this, like, banana cream color, which is just ghost over banana. But first one like this, I made like a handful of fun things for our Patreon right before I went out of town, this being one of them. But if Patreon doesn't scoop it up, some of these pieces will be at our Sunday sale at the end of the month, April 28th. Again, fucking crazy, all that clear pre-sale. I couldn't believe it. Like, it made me be like, because that day I had told like the landlord, like, we like, kind of agreed on terms, and I was like, all right, we're doing it. And then, like, well, we did that on Friday. And then Sunday, the sale happened, and it went, like, well. And I was like, oh, my God, like, the universe is, like, telling us to try it. Like, it's okay to go for it. Just people support you and believe in what you're trying to do and want to see it happen. But when people support us more, we just keep putting it back into this business, and then we try to share it with everybody and show them, like, what's up and, like, let people be part of it and, yeah, I don't know. It's cool. It's a really basic business model. But to me, it's the one that makes sense. It's like, step one, build Cool Tree Fort. Step two, friends want to come to Cool Tree Fort. Step three, everyone builds Tree Fort bigger and makes it even more dope. Like, so you just got to lay that first stone, basically, that first block. And then get enough talented people to see that, hey, I want to go help that guy with his wall. I'm going to put some of my blocks on there. I don't know. It's a team effort, though. It's just sick to be, like, sitting there just blowing glass all day and seeing, like, other people that are all just, like, collectively working together and helping me to make sure that we can get stuff, like, done and, like, the best color, like... Like, if color gets fucked up, someone can, like, prep it on the fly. It reminds me of working in the kitchen, like, when some food would get fucked up, and then someone just, like, somehow that thing that usually takes 15 minutes to make, they got it done in, like, 8 minutes, and, like, it's perfect. And you're like, don't know how you did it. Cool. Let's get it. And, like, it's like that sometimes here where, like, part of a piece breaks, and I'm like, fuck, I need this color, and I need this much of it right now. And then one of my guys jumps on it. It's, like, prepping it, getting it going. Sleeving it. And it does it still. It's a long process, but like having someone skilled enough to be able to like help when I drop something, they can pick it up, you know? It's fucking crazy. So I'm just trying to appreciate it and have fun with it now because I'm like, bro, this is crazy that we're all in here just making glass art and that's how we're like paying the bills. Shit is like, that's fucking crazy. And we got all this nice equipment. We shouldn't be allowed near any of this equipment. This is crazy. Like, we have, like, we're getting close. Like, if we finish this studio the way I want, we're going to be at state-of-the-art levels. Where it's like, we shouldn't have these tools. We shouldn't have the keys to Stark Laboratories. We shouldn't be able to make what we're making. But we have the technology. And we're just dumb enough to try things. That's the thing. I've told my guys a number of times. I was like, don't be so smart that you don't try stuff. I was like, I like this balance of, like, being educated and crafty, but not smart enough to know it's not going to work. Because sometimes it works when it shouldn't have worked. And you found that little niche, and now you make that thing. And it's because you were just dumb enough to try. So just dumb enough to try, but with the best tools possible, comes out with cool shit. So that's what I'm working on right now. You know, just really minimal education, you know, state-of-the-art tools, caffeine, hash, and too much pride, and that's, I'm just working, and I'm just making stuff. It's fucking fun. I fucking fear the day when it's not the funnest shit ever. Literally. I've talked about it a number of times, probably. I don't think I have, but on here, but with my guys, I definitely have at the shop here. But when I get sick and can't smoke weed, like, I'm like, oh, damn, like, if weed is ever not cool, like, I don't know. I much prefer activities with a little bit of the devil's lettuce, concentrated devil's lettuce lately. But yeah, man. Well, that thing fucking ruined me, guys. That, like, hot dab with the proxy, like, fuck. Like, check out my Instagram. There's a lot of recent content on there. It's got some fun stuff if you like shit like that. I should probably post some, like, nice artistic photos. I have them of my work. I've just been posting lots of goofy dab videos lately. I go through these, like, little waves where it's, like, I'm posting lots of, like, more, like, oh, I'm, like, an artist. And I have, like, oh, I'm just, there's all these crazy dab videos. You know, it's whatever the energy is at the shop. That's why someday I might have to, like, organize my Instagram better, or even maybe have a separate one where it's just, like, so if the people that, well, I guess that's what Bear Mountain is. Bear Mountain's more of just the nice photos, and it's more of the art stuff, and then my They Did It account's just chaos. It's just whatever, who's here, what's happening, what am I working on, how early am I here, there's a timestamp. I'm going to start doing the glasses thing, though, because my eyes, I watched some videos back, and I'm like, good God, I'm like, is that what my eyes look like, dude? I look like I'm dying, dude. Fuck, can't do that. Glasses, fixed. Fixed it immediately. Though, the side effect is I will probably look like an asshole, but either way, that's fine. Because I'm sure if that's how I look to you, then you probably already think I'm an asshole anyways. Which, you know, I try not to be. But we all do our best. If I did, the intent wasn't intended. I have no idea what's happening. I'm just trying to exist. Yeah. Existence is key. Sometimes when I see someone freaking out and getting really mad or whatever, you know, it's like, in the chillest way possible, do just exist. Like, there's too many things happening to you right now. Too many expectations. Too many things that aren't working out. There's too much. Just for a minute. Just for a minute, exist. And that's it. You know? Like, when my wife worries about tomorrow, she'll be getting stressed at night. Tell me what's got to do. I'm like, why are you worrying about tomorrow? I'm like, that's fucking, who knows about that shit. Like, I know about right now. I know about that my nail has about another 30 seconds. And then I'm about to eat that little snacky, which is food. But when you have a five-year-old, the bathroom is potty. Snacks are snackies. Your dialect and the way you speak will change as the children age, I believe. Hopefully I'm not talking like that by the time she's a teenager, but right now we're in that stage, so that's how we're talking. you know, either way. But I'm living in the moment right now, but in a productive way. Like, not in a way of I'm ignoring problems, but, like, we don't need to freak out about that we have a lot to do tomorrow. Like, of course we do. There's a lot to do every day. Like, that's being a person, if you're lucky, you know? Imagine having nothing to do. May sound like a blessing, but then after a couple of days of that, if you're someone that's typically a driven person, you're going to go crazy. So, like anything, the grass is always greener on the other side, but I'm not reacting to things like I used to anymore. I just can't. Now I'm just like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. Like, right now, this is sick. Smoking hash, drinking coffee. That's life right now. There could be something really serious I gotta do later. No idea. Not worrying about it. Because I just can't anymore. It's so weird. What is that? Hopefully that's not bad. You know? Hopefully that's a good thing. I feel good. I'm tired, but I'm not tired like I was years ago doing this podcast. This is just like, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm sleepy, but in the best way possible. If there was a spectrum of sleep deprivation, I'm in that spectrum right now where it's like, I'm just floating. I'm living in between. I'm a daywalker. I'm living in between worlds. I'm in between the veil of, you know, the living, the awake, and then the spirit world. I'm just like floating in there, dude. And I'm crushing it in both of them right now. That's awesome. I don't know what that means. Doesn't mean anything probably. But either way, you don't even have, if like I'm in that perfect spot where if I don't really have to smoke weed, I could just feel like really nice and calm and mellow and stoned and collected and just like, hey, it's going to be okay. There is a tipping point where the sleep deprivation turns to severe anxiety and then the hash exacerbates that. Which, yeah, when that starts happening, oof. So when I start smoking joints again, if you start seeing me smoking joints again, you're like, oh shit, he hit that point where now he's terrified. I'm sure it'll be some point this year because I'm taking on more things this year. I could just stay right where I'm at and just chill. But like to me, like I don't want to play the same Mario level over and over. I want a new map. Like, and dude, I gotta get that new map. I need the expansion. I can't play the same bosses over and over again. I want to try a different level, dude. And that's how it is for me. And I'm not sure what that is. Like, I'm not, in my head, I'm not even thinking about, like, oh, we'll make more money or this and that. I'm like, I'm just thinking about, like, doing more activities. I'm just thinking about trying something harder. I think about adding a variable. Like, I just want to try shit while I can. Like, while I can say yes, I want to try it. Like, not with everything, obviously, but, like, with, like, stuff with, like, a small business, like, if I'm in a position to say yes and it will benefit us in one way or another, I don't want to say no because the opportunities may be more abundant because I said yes to that thing. I don't know. But, yeah, thanks for hanging out, everybody. A little chatty Cathy today. Fucking this thing over. This ruined me. I mean, you can just fucking put that in the beginning. I usually don't have to wait 40 minutes for me to hit it. You know what I mean? So, like, when's this going to happen? Like, but, yeah, it was fun. Sunday sale, April 28th. Thank you so much again for the clear pre-sale. That's all I'm working on for the next 3 weeks. Yeah, I'm going to be, like, not sleeping. Like, we had to close that shit early. People came in quickly, and then I was like, well, what's happening? We checked it. After we were hanging out with the kiddo, and Cassie's like, whoa. She's like, is this right? Look at all these orders. I was like, probably got to close that. But then we had certain customers that hadn't bought something yet. They were like, oh, I can't buy it till this time today. And I'm like, oh, there's just so many things that happened. It was all good. But the workload, I love it. I love that it's in my, I love that like, it's like, wish I could show it to my colleagues and be like, look at how impossible this is going to be. Look at this. This is going to be impossible, and I'm so excited to try. Like, it's going to be a hard level, dude. I'm going to have to jump and hop, so I'm going to have to be fucking, dude, Mario, dude, or Mario, if you're from Philly. Man, I love people from Philly. All right. Y'all have a good day. Later, everybody. Episode 145. Sign up for that newsletter, bmsclasses.com. If you want to be part of our drops. Thanks for checking us out. And it was fun. So stoked. Alright, bye.